This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guests, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Fay. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You know, the sun's out. It's a beautiful day. It's cold, but, you know, I'm trying to adjust.
Well, it ought to be a little chilly when we're like less than a week from Thanksgiving. I mean, geez, if it was like 100, we would have a problem.
But do you know what everybody says? The weatherman said?
What?
Everything is like 10 days early. The temperatures are 10 days early.
Really?
That it shouldn't be quite this cold, you know, this week. It was supposed to have been, you know, like maybe another week. But he said temperatures have come a little early, and we're supposed to have ice, a little ice, and, you know, that's kind of scary this early.
Yeah. Geez, that doesn't usually happen until December or January even.
And, of course, out in the panhandle the other day, they had snow. They saw snow. I don't know how much, probably just flurries, but they're already having snow, so everybody better get ready.
Jeez.
It may be a winter to remember.
Oh, Lord, hopefully not last year. Last year was last year, wasn't it, where we had the ice storm?
That was in February. We had all the ice storm.
Yeah.
It took down all the plants. Yes, I remember that quite well.
Yeah. I mean, geez, you were, because it seems like, you know, you went from the plants got taken out with all that. And then over the summer, whatever was left got taken out by the extreme heat and the drought. And I mean, you didn't have any fires at the house, but, you know, still that was part of all the setup over the summer. So it seems like we had a lot of really drastic weather this year in the last 12 months. It's crazy.
We have. And, you know, the other day, because we shared the llamas late, I thought, reckon they have their coats back on, you know?
Yeah.
I was wondering if they'd gotten fluffy yet. And I was thinking about that this week. But I guess it's coming along okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they got to get that coat on.
You guess it's coming along okay. If it's not, I don't know what you're going to do about it.
There's not a thing. I don't think we could buy coats for 15 llamas.
No. Oh, wow.
It'd be a lot of little coats, wouldn't it?
You've got 15. I thought you had like 12 or 11 or 12.
No, I have 15 llamas.
Jeez.
Yes. We're feeding a whole crowd.
Good Lord. You have like a whole zoo over there. Wow.
This is a zoo at my house. You knew that.
Yeah, it is. It's set up for reality TV is what it is.
That's right. We could do quite a reality show, and people would be on the floor laughing if they saw all the things that really go on. It's an amazing life, let me tell you.
Yeah, I know. Just the stories that you tell alone are quite entertaining. I would love to see it like on a screen someplace. That would be a prime reality show. You should do that.
Well, it would be funny. We can say that, can't we?
Yeah.
You know, when I see all these old movies that were supposed to be comedies, I thought, you haven't seen nothing. I
mean, you run circles around it with your eyes closed.
That's right. The things that happen here, nobody would ever believe it, you know?
Are you ready for Thanksgiving? I know you're going to the country club, but is everything like set? Do you need to do anything?
Yes.
Cool.
No, that's why we go there. All you do is make a reservation. It's not one of those deals where you've got to cook and do anything. All you do is put on your nice clothes, get in the car and go and come home. It's a nice deal.
Yeah, that'll be great then. That'll be really great.
That's right. We don't cook all day. We don't have to check on that big bird. We don't have to make pumpkin pie. I mean, it's just, we're going to coast.
Yes.
Just coast right in.
And you don't have to clean up. That's the big one.
Oh, that's the big thing. There's no cleanup.
Jeez.
You know, you don't spend 4 hours cleaning up from what you've already done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you realize it takes hours to clean up?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, Lord.
I mean, it's, you know.
Yes, you have to do the dishes several times during the day.
Yes. And then afterwards, well, you know, your good china can't go in the dishwasher.
Oh, no.
The good glasses, they're crystal. They can't go in the dishwasher.
Yep.
I mean, and then have you ever noticed all these people that sit on their hands?
Yes.
They disappear. I've had so many people, they just disappear. I mean, you're going, well, I know we've got plenty of help. Uh-oh. Well, no, we don't have plenty of help. They've already disappeared.
Everybody turns into a magician, and all of a sudden, poof, they're gone.
They're gone. Or they say, you know, I just remembered, I have to go home early.
Yeah.
That's what I love best. And then they're out the door, and they're laughing. I know they've got to be laughing.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, we did it again. You know, we managed to not have to clean up.
Yeah, but we managed to eat it all, but we did not manage to clean up.
That's right. We did not do one dish, and we're on our way home, and we're going to go home and take a nap.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like a puppy. They're stuffed, you know?
Jeez. Yeah. We all have those people in the family somewhere.
Everybody has them. And then we have the braggarts. You know, there's just so much fun. Now, I don't have a braggart, but we used to in the family have somebody that would come, and they would always brag about all these things.
Yeah.
And, you know, it made people feel bad. When they're bragging about, you know, all the things they have in their world.
Oh, yes.
But, yes, there's always one of those.
Yeah.
It's you know, families are a fun thing if you look at it the right way. You know, everybody's got all these little different quirks, you know?
Yes. Now, that is true. People have quirks,
and
we tell stories about them. Sometimes we give them nicknames. Sometimes they're
That's
not
right.
flattering. And we don't tell them. We just keep
That's
it
right.
to ourselves.
You just keep your mouth shut. You can thank it, but don't say it, okay?
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, it does. It, but there's usually some kind of fun stories afterwards. If you have the right combination of people and you have the different types of people. And so it makes for it, even though it could be obnoxious and annoying sometimes in the moment, in the end, it does makes for some good stories and some good memories, I suppose.
That's right.
If you look at it the
You're
right
exactly
way.
Exactly right.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
How about that Target? Do you see that? Good.
I did. They lost millions and millions, hundreds of millions to theft this year.
Good
Lord. I mean, how can you stay in business if the thieves are taking all your profit?
I don't
know. They need some type of a security company come in and assess everything. I think a lot of it went out the back door. That's just my personal opinion.
It's got to be. I mean, that's just too much product to walk out the front where they have all the little beepy things and all that. I mean, geez. I first saw the headline, and it said they lost, like, what was it, $400
million?
And
yes,
I thought,
about 400
oh,
million.
Man, retail is going to be terrible. And then I opened it up, and I read it, and I'm like, this has nothing to do with actual consumer spending. It's all internal theft. And so I'm like, whoa, that's a totally different spin, a different reason for things to go sour for them this year. Golly.
Imagine the president of that company would be fired. I mean, you can't keep someone that lets something like that happen. Because remember, it's a public company, and you're accountable to the stockholders.
Yeah.
So some heads are going to fly over that deal. Should have flown before now. I mean, the first 50,000, I would have thought, let's get something done. Let's don't wait.
Yeah. Somebody's got some splaining to do. I mean, I know they build some of that into their plan. They know it's going to happen, and they count on it, and they build it into prices and whatnot. But, geez, that seems like it's way excessive from what they would have planned.
It is way excessive in my book.
Wow.
I would not want to be in retail for 1 second.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you've got all the employees to deal with, the personalities. You've got the theft. Right now, just getting things here. Now, let me tell you, the worst thing that I've heard is they've downsized all the toys to make it where more people can afford them this year, and most of them are going to be plastic.
Really?
Now, why would they do that? They said, well, we've got to help the consumer. We're going to downsize the toys. We're going to make them smaller. That doesn't make me feel good at all.
No, that's kind of strange. Huh. They're going to make them smaller.
I mean, they're going to make them smaller. They're going to be more plastic toys than you can even imagine. Because it's going to be a lot cheaper. And they think more people can buy them if they make them smaller and the price goes down. And I don't know how that's going to go over. I guess we'll know after Christmas.
So is this a new adjustment? Because usually they buy all the merchandise and plan all these things out a year in advance. So
it was on one of the Fox shows. The guy came on and talked about it.
Wow.
He said, this is what we're doing. He was a retailer. He said, they're going to be smaller. They're going to be plastic. He said, we're more consumers that are having a hard time can buy more toys.
Huh.
Now, that's what the man said.
All right. Well, I did see that they expect, and I hope I got this right. I tried to talk about it with somebody yesterday, and I got it all backwards. So if I get this wrong, please correct me. But I think I heard that they expect retail this year to be through the roof. Is that?
They're hoping that, yes.
Okay.
It might be like some other expectations people had that didn't quite pan out.
Yeah.
But, yes, it is supposed to be a boom for the holidays. But if you notice, they're doing their Black Friday sales early. They're doing a lot of – everything's been put on sale already.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know how they're feeling about the economy, but they've put an awful lot of things on sale.
Yeah, I've seen some retailers are even, you know, they've got the sales going on now, so they like it's like, you know, Black Friday specials for like a whole month or something like that, and then they're closing on Thanksgiving Day, where they used to open. I think Walmart is closing.
Yeah, Walmart said they would be closed.
Yeah.
And a lot of the big retailers said, we will not be opening on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I don't think they should anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was kind of shocking when it's like, we're going to open at, you know, 6 p.m. or 3 p.m. or noon or whatever it is. And it's like, golly, they're just, you know, just stretching or pulling more out by the year. Every year just kind of gets a little bit worse. And now it seems like they're just kind of diluted the whole thing. And so now it's not just one day or a few hours. And now they've got things going on so they can go ahead and close. And now with all the, you know, the explosion of all the online shopping that people do, I would imagine that's probably helped overcompensate some of it. So I don't know.
Well, and you don't have to pay employees. Think about that.
Yes.
If they do it online, you don't have all those people at the real store that you're paying salaries to.
Ooh.
All you have to do is order online. It saves them a ton of money.
Good point. Yeah, I didn't think of that even.
It saves a lot. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's why everybody's went online when they can. And that's why everybody's trying to get to the smaller stores. Like Macy's is now putting in the small shopping centers where you drive right up to the door. Macy's is putting those in everywhere.
Really?
So they're ahead of the curve, yes.
Oh, wow.
Out here by me, Macy's has already got one. And it's a lot easier. You just drive up to the store, and shop and leave. It's not like going to the big old mall. You have to walk a half a mile, you know, to one store.
Yeah. Wow. That's a new trend. That'll be cool.
Yeah.
I think I saw that travel, that trends are shifting more towards travel. So people are going for experiences, you know, like vacations or, you know, whatever they're doing. But the shift is changing. Oh boy. It's changing from goods to services. Am I getting that right, or do I have it backwards?
I think you're right. And they're saying that travel this year is going to be way, way up. But can you imagine getting on a plane with all these idiots that go berserk on planes?
Oh, wow.
You know, they hit people, they jump up and scream. Flying was a nice, nice experience. People got on there. Now, I know this is old-fashioned to say this, that they used to actually dress up to get on a plane.
Oh, yeah.
I can remember the time when women had on heels, the men had on their suits. I mean, that's back, you know, several years ago. But it shows how people acted. Now they come on, they've got their beach wear on, their thongs on, and some of them are almost, not hardly with clothes, and they'll say, I'm sorry, you can't fly on our plane today. You don't have enough clothes on. And this has been happening.
Wow.
And then you've got the people that get on there, they're half drunk, and they're creating all kinds of disturbances, and so they have to land the plane and take them off. This is happening every day.
Yeah. Oh, I saw the guy with a box cutter. They had to land that plane because he had a box cutter, or two, I think. Maybe two.
Yes, and they threatened people. There was a stewardess was almost knocked out the other day. She had to go to the hospital.
Yep. Jeez.
So flying is a little risky now. Yeah. It's not the good old days, you know?
It's not a
they
classic
have no
experience.
No manners now.
Oh, no.
Don't know where they came from, but they shouldn't be flying with the American public, let me tell you.
No. I wonder if they're on a list someplace.
They would be on mine, let me tell you.
Yeah. So,
I would not want to get on there with them.
Things are changing. And then I saw, and I don't know how widespread this is, but, you know, you've got, you know, some, and these are like big ones, like Facebook. We obviously know the Twitter layoffs, but there's a lot. It seems like we're kind of going into layoff season. Is that like something that's a widespread thing, or is it just a couple of big ones that we're hearing about and not probably a whole sweep of things at the end of the year for most companies, do you think?
I think a lot of the big companies like the Amazon and these others, Facebook, Tesla, they're laying all these people off. They laid off 10,000, 11,000. Now, that tells you something big. It tells you they didn't need that many people in the first place. Hmm. I don't think they did. I mean, when you can lay off 10,000 at one time, you couldn't have needed them.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not even going to replace them, you had way too many people in the first place. So it tells you that maybe they didn't need all those people. They fired some engineers even. Can you imagine? The engineers are the ones that do the real work.
Yeah.
And they fired a lot of engineers.
Yeah. They say that, I think, are you talking about Twitter?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that I saw something the other night that they've gotten rid of so many engineers that some of, and again, it's from engineers, so they may be looking at it differently with, I don't know, sour grapes or something like that. But they said that at some point they fired so many that Twitter may start breaking down in small little things. You'll see some things not work, and then some other things will not work, and then other things, and then it'll be a complete meltdown.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Could you imagine if that goes down? Wow. But
can you imagine a $40 billion company?
Good Lord. I can't even imagine that. And then Amazon, how many did Amazon lay off? Was it 10,000?
I think it was 11. Yeah, 10 or 11,000.
So what does that do to like holiday shopping, holiday like deliveries and things like that? Is it affected or
is it
fluff that they didn't need, or will it be delays, backups? I don't know what's going to happen with that. So,
but it looks like it might change things, you know, in the future, like the next month or two.
Yeah.
But, Zuckerberg's company, they've laid off 11,000.
Yeah.
And the other one laid off 10. So, you know, you've got a lot of people that didn't know they were fixing to lose their job.
Yeah.
And they said it's the economy plus looks to me like they didn't really need them. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I think the employment numbers are good. I think, you know, the spending is really good, and so things are really happening well. I did see, though, that one person, some kind of economist was saying that if the Fed doesn't get interest rates under control soon, that we may be looking at a 1929 situation again. So I don't know if that's a thing. Do you think that's even possible? Do you hear people saying?
Well, everybody says we're going to go into a recession, whether it'll be a soft landing or a hard landing. Hmm. That's the question. Will we notice it a little bit, or are we going to notice it a whole heap of lot?
Yeah.
That's the question. Will things get turned around? I don't think anything's going to turn around real quick.
Yeah.
You know, I think Texas will do better than all the other states because of the way we do things here. We don't have unions. The unions don't control the labor market, and that'll make a big difference. A lot of these states, you know, it's all unionized, so it makes it harder because the union will demand this and that. Look at the railroads. You know, that's all union, and they can't even come to an agreement with the union. Hmm. So, you know, things can get rough in a lot of states when Texas will avoid most of this.
Yeah.
Because we're a big oil state, a big gas state, everything out in West Texas is doing so good right now, better than they've done in years. Everybody wants a job, I believe, has one. You remember 3 or 4 years ago, they were laying everybody off. They laid off the secretaries at the oil company. They laid off the workers. Everybody was getting laid off.
Oh, yeah.
And now they've rehired everybody. And I think everybody that wants to work is working, which I think is great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Big turnaround, you know.
Yes, and they're building a lot of houses again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that's going to work out.
Yeah, I don't know. Before we get into, because I know we do need to get into policies here in a second, but before we do that, what about the stock market? What do you see with that? Where do you come down on where we are now?
Well, they said it's still going to go down another 15-20%.
Good Lord.
You know, it's not near at the bottom. And then look at this big scandal, this RTX company. My gosh, what a scandal. You know, crypto scandal. You know, the guy was a billionaire. He was giving all this money to one of the parties. I won't go into that. And, and all of a sudden, this thing goes belly up. It's billions and billions. Investors are going to lose so much, it's just ridiculous. There was so many people invested. Now we find out there was another company he owned, and he was actually taking the people's money and loaning it to the other company.
Really?
How can you do that? He loaned out their money. They have no money. The money's gone.
Wow. Is that the
they
deal?
Say it's going to be bigger than Bernie Madoff.
Oh, my God. That was huge. Wow. If it's bigger than that.
This is a crypto nightmare.
Is this the thing?
These people invested all this money and they'll never see it.
Well, I saw some kind of crypto, something or other, where a whole bunch of like celebrities are being sued. Like Tom Brady is part of this. And is that what this is?
Oh, yeah.
Or is this something else?
Yes, it's that one. All the celebrities touted it. They told people, put your money here. They advertised it. It was a big, huge deal. I mean, this company was worth billions. And the guy that owned it, he gave to one party this year, he gave $40 million.
Jeez.
And now they're saying that all that money should be given back to the people should give all that money back. Well, I'll bet they spent it all, don't you?
I bet, sure. Yeah, I bet it's not around anymore. You'll never be.
I bet that money is so far gone, but it's going to break a lot of people. It has broke a lot of people.
Wow.
We don't know how bad that'll be, but they said it's going to be much worse than Bernie Madoff. How could it be worse than that?
Wow. That thing was that was iconic as it was. I mean, that was like the standard for theft and
for things. Doing people under. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Taking wow. everybody's money. But this this guy was a billionaire. Everybody just thought he was wonderful. Everybody put their money with him. I can't even remember how many people are involved. There might be a million people involved. I mean, it's huge. How many people are involved in this and have lost their money?
Wow. That's sad when this is so big it knocks Bernie Madoff out of the standard for how you measure.
Yeah, it does, because this is huge. And the guy's in the Bahamas, and they're going to try to get him back to the U.S.
Good luck. Wow.
Yeah, good luck. He'll be out of the Bahamas and on to some foreign country we've never heard of.
Yeah. Wow. Man, that's huge. All right.
It is huge.
Well.
But other than that, you know, thank goodness we're in a business that has controls and controls. You know, we have a trustee on everything we do, thank goodness. And we deal only with life insurance companies. That's what makes our investment a lot safer than anything around that I know of. I think it's one of the good safe investments because when we started out, we said we're never going to touch the money. We're going to have a bank do it. We hired Nevada Trust to be the trustee. They're the trustee. They're responsible for getting all the money to the life insurance companies. They're responsible for getting our payments when a policy matures. They get the money. They put it in everybody's account. That's the way everybody should do business. It should be a standard. It's kind of like the gold standard. It should be a standard that you abide by. Yeah. Always have safety nets on everything you do. And, you know, the life insurance companies, they're huge. And they always know they'll get paid because the life insurance company is going to pay them. So that's the safest way I know to do business. And more people should do that. I know that when you're in stocks, when you're in a lot of these investment companies, you're relying on them. You're not relying on a bank or anybody, but you're relying on the integrity of that company to see you through. So, you know, everybody should be a little bit careful. I know I keep reading about all these oil and gas scandals out in Midland, and I just don't understand it. You know, they invest in all this oil and gas, and it's not real. It was never real. They didn't ever have any leases. They didn't have any wells. And there's no telling how many investors got hurt in that. Again, you should have been dealing with a reputable company, a company that we knew that had been around a while. You know, we've been in business 20 years.
Yeah.
And this little old company touting all these leases that they had and all those wells, and they had nothing.
I just can't even believe it.
Now everybody's going to, that's money you'll never get back. How are they going to get that money back? They didn't have any leases, and they spent it on airplanes and houses, and I don't know what else. It was in the news this week. And I said to myself, how can you go out here with a company you never heard of, hadn't been in business 5 minutes, and give them your money?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like people see, you know, something new and shiny, and it's real easy, you know, to fall for it, you know, especially when you're not, you know, looking for it. Kind of like when you go to the gas station, you know, you put your card in the thing, you get your gas, and then you drive away, and we don't even think about it. And then you'll start hearing about something on the news, how somebody put a skimmer up there. And it's just like, oh, there's, you know, credit card numbers have been stolen from, you know, 10 gas stations around whatever area. And then all of a sudden, you're on the hyper. It's on your radar. It's like every time you go to the pump, then you start checking to see if it's real. But then that kind of fades away. You let your guard down and you kind of go back to pumping gas as normal. And then you hear about the skimmers again. It's kind of like that. You know, people aren't necessarily looking for it. They just think, well, wow, there's all this money. Things are thriving. And, you know, it's real easy to fall into stuff like that. So I can see to some degree how, you know, people can get.
How it happened. Well, it can happen on a small scale, and then it can happen this RTX, huge crypto deal, I assume they were sophisticated. If they had been, I don't know. I just don't know. But I know a lot of people have lost millions. It said millions and millions.
Yeah.
So everybody, I've talked about the crypto. I don't understand it. I don't understand how it's going to stay where it is, but I think it's an investment that is before its time.
Yeah, you've always
it's
been
probably
real
a good idea, but it's not quite ready.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a tough concept to even understand, but you know it's out there, and I guess if you've got millions and millions and millions, and you can lose it, and you can afford to do that, like certain celebrities, like you said before, if you're a celebrity and you've got it to lose, go ahead and take the risk. But you know, for most people who don't. You know, life settlements have, you know, plenty of checks and balances and regulations, and that's the kind of thing that really is. It's worked well. It's made people money. You just don't hear about, you know, scandals and things with life settlements. You just you hear about, you know, the profits, and it's pretty straightforward and straight up because of all the regulations. So it's a
that's right.
Yeah.
So and people are making money. I was going to tell you, we got a report from the bank this week. We have $97 million invested. Clients have got $22 million in their accounts right now.
Really?
And I was just thinking about that. If they took half of that money and put it back in policies, how much more they would have in their accounts than they've already got? You know, if they made 20%, you know,
jeez,
that would be a lot of money.
Wow.
Just think about that. So the people that are sitting there holding all their cash, and that's okay. But if they would put half of it out, and at 20%, let's say they just made 20%, how much more they would have in
yeah.
every account?
Yeah, I mean,
they'd have an extra $5 million.
Yeah, I mean, you've always said that if your money's just sitting in a bank someplace, it's not making any money. So, you know. Man, just those are big numbers. I think I'm a little bit shocked, or not shocked, but speechless. Maybe it's just it's a reality.
Well,
check.
You know, we always think of ourselves as a small company.
Yeah.
Our CPA said that they say y'all are not a small company, and I thought, really? I thought we were. We started out small. you know, he said you're not a small company. You know, you're getting on up there. And so I said, well, I guess we are. But we have a lot of accounts. We have a lot of accounts at Nevada Trust. We depend on them to take care of our accounts, keep everybody's money safe, and that's the best way to do it. You know, we've done a lot of policies lately. We're closing a lot of policies right now. I had some people come this week, and I said something about last Saturday. They said, we were listening last Saturday when you talked about the coffee. You know, thinking that coffee was $4, you know. I'm up on a lot of things, but coffee wasn't one of the things I'm up on.
And, now you are.
I am now. I know it's $12, and that you go to Starbucks to get it. Well, I'm up on it now.
Yeah.
I've researched that. Be sure, you know, we want to be up on everything. But, you know, that's why more people are coming to us every day. People still have CDs. I did not know that. You know, I've talked about it a lot. Last year, you know, I thought everybody had gotten out of CDs because, you know, they're paying like 60 cents on, you know, $1 million. And people came this week it was out of the savings.
Wow.
And I forget that people still have savings accounts because they're not paying anything. And I didn't realize people do have savings accounts. I encourage them to bring part of that money over, put it in either an annuity at a fixed rate. If savings accounts is what you like, you know, they're paying 4.5%, 5%. And, you know, that's a lot more than you're going to get in a savings account. It's a fixed rate. It's just like a bank rate. They just add that to your account every year, and at the end of the term, you can take it all out, or you can take 10% a year out on an annuity that pays that way. That's fine. Or you can do an index annuity. Or if you're like every other investor, you want in on the life settlements, you can do a life settlement, and you'll make more than you will in an annuity if you're going to look at one that pays 4.5%. So I encourage people to come over, talk to us about if you've got lots of savings accounts, liquidate one of the savings accounts, put it in, you know, an annuity at a fixed rate if that's what you want. Or if you're an investor type, do a life settlement. It'll pay more. You know, you can put the money aside, or you can reinvest it every time. There's a lot of options, I'm saying. There's so many options with us that you can do. And I just didn't realize that savings accounts were still in vogue because I thought since they're not paying anything that most people are taking their money out of savings.
Yeah, I kind of thought so too. I didn't realize that.
No, I did not realize that that's still going on. So now that I know it, I'm going to encourage people, if you want to get more than a savings account and you want to do just that type, you know, the annuity at 4.5%, 5% would be a good investment for you. And then if you want to do better, you can do an index annuity. It'll pay more. And then if you want the ultimate, you know, do some life settlement or do some of both. You know, you don't have to go just one way. A person can have more than one type of investment depending on, you know, what your risk is. And I think it's got very little risk. Remember, your biggest risk, if you do a life settlement, is the premium. That's your biggest risk. And we've gotten that down now, like this one we've just done, that I had people calling this week wanting in it. And, of course, I'm sorry to say, it was all gone. Mm. You know, we had said last week we were going to have some left. We had none. We thought we would, but everybody loved the policy. Everybody was trying to get in it. Some of my clients had not read their emails. When they finally got around to it, they called and said, oh, I want in that policy. I said, I'm sorry. You know, we're sold out on that. And it went very quickly. But the premium was $19, as we talked about last Saturday.
Yeah.
It'll never be another one of those. I don't think I'll ever get that again. But anyway, we're trying to keep the premium less than 2%. And a lot of them that we've done in the last 3 months are less than 0.66.
Jeez.
So they're not even a little over half of 1%. So the premiums right now are very good. We have older policies. The premiums are not as great, but these are. And we're really watching it. We're really trying to keep the premium low. We're trying to keep your profit higher. And remember, it's 1% a month on your investment. So if it's 24 months, you'll make 24%. If it's 18 months, you'll make 18%. If it's early, it's still going to be 18. If it's late, it's still going to be the same amount. If it's on time, it'll still be the same amount.
And when you just
so that part will not matter.
To clarify for those who are not currently in life settlements, when you say it's an 18-month policy or if it's a 24-month, what you're referring to is when they think how many months they think the policy will mature is what that means.
That's right. They're saying we think this person is going to live 18 months or 24 months. Remember, it's all stage 4 cancer is what we buy. We buy stage 4 cancer. It's worked all these years. It's still working. Everybody says we've got a lot of cures for cancer. We're not seeing it in our business. I know there's some, but it isn't where we're at because, you know, we've had a lot of them come in early. We've had some come in late, but they're going to pass away if it's stage 4 and it's unless they go into remission because like the Mr. Chang, he's got lung cancer, spine cancer, pelvic cancer, and rib cancer. You cannot survive it in 5 places.
Good Lord.
So, and the other thing is how much pain medication they're on while this cancer is working through them. You know, Mr. One of the others was on oxycodone and morphine. When you're on morphine and oxycodone, the pain's unbearable. So, you know, we have to talk about those things. What makes a policy great? What makes me want to buy it is if it's metastasized to several places, then that's the one I want. I don't want the one that the guy is at the golf course every day.
Oh, no.
Because I figure he's not that sick. You know, we're looking for the best of the best to buy. We turn a lot of policies down, but we buy a lot of policies. You know, this last month we bought a lot of policies, several million dollars worth. And, you know, we'll be buying some more this week. We'll be putting people in some more policies to get them a return. That's what we're here for, to get them a return and me a return. If you make money, I'm going to make money.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's important.
And that's what it's all about. That's why it's called Your
that's
Money.
That's what it's all about.
With Faye Bagby.
That's right. It's your money. We're trying to get you more money before you pass away. And we hope that's a long, long time. So, you know, we're investing every day. We have new people coming every day. We've been doing a lot of accounts this week that, as I said, they had savings accounts that came over. People came over that had other investments that we liquidated. we put them in policies, and their question was, how soon can you get it done?
Mm-hmm.
That tells me there was a little urgency there. How soon can you get it done? And I said, we'll get it done right away. And it was all the people that came this week, they wrote checks, so it was easy. Now, a lot of times, you know, we have to transfer money for them. We have to transfer it out of stock accounts. And when we do, it takes 2 weeks. So this is a lot faster. They'll be invested quicker. They'll have the account set up quicker. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it does take a few minutes, but relatively speaking, it's a pretty quick streamlined process. So it really does not take long at all. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And American Financial Midland.com is our website.
And every Saturday morning around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic this morning?
Well, you know, we talk about men that are successful all the time. We're always telling a story about somebody who's made good, who made a lot of money in his lifetime, discovered something really important. But we don't get very many women.
Hmm.
So today we're going to talk about a lady who started out and was successful all of her life. Phyllis George. Do you remember Phyllis George, who she was?
No. Who is Phyllis George?
You may not remember. She was born in Denton, Texas, first of all. She went to North Texas University up here, and then she ran for Miss Texas. She was a beautiful girl. And the first time she ran for Miss Texas, she didn't win. And so then 3 years later, she was crowned Miss Texas in 1970. And at that time, Texas Christian University, TCU, was giving scholarships to Miss Texas. So she left North Texas, enrolled at TCU, and that was until she won Miss America later that fall.
Oh.
So she was Miss Texas and Miss America.
Neat.
And that, you know, how many people could say that? But that was just the start of her career. Then she went on and she went to Vietnam with all the other people from all the other states. She did that. She appeared on The Tonight Show. So everybody was just, you know, figuring out who she was. Then her career began. So she was host on Candid Camera. And then along came CBS Sports, and they said, you know, we'd like to make you a sportscaster. Now, this lady had no experience. She was beautiful. She could talk well. But she joined the cast of NFL Today in 1974.
Really?
First woman to have a nationally prominent role in sports coverage.
Wow, now that's cool.
And she was cool. And she was on for 3 years, and she was replaced by another beauty queen, Jane Kennedy.
Oh.
And then she returned to the show in 1980, and she was there another 4 years. And she interviewed all these sports guys, and she was a true trailblazer. And then the other thing is, she did horse racing events for them. She did the Preakness and the Belmont Stakes. And then she was on People Magazine. Then she had a morning television show on CBS. Then she hosted her own primetime show called Phyllis George Special. She interviewed Bill Clinton. And then she did one called Woman's Day. And then she was a guest on The Muppet Show.
Really?
Yes. So then over at CBS, she was a permanent anchor on its morning news program. They gave her a 3-year contract. The first person that she interviewed on that show was Nancy Reagan.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I mean, this lady was just, I mean, she's all over the place. And then she founded two companies in the course of her business career. First, and if you don't remember, it was called Chicken by George.
Oh.
And in 1988, she'd only had it for 2 years. She sold it to Hormel Foods. I mean, this was one smart lady.
Wow, that was fast. Jeez.
Yes, in 2 years. In 1991, she received the Celebrity Women's Business Owner of the Year.
Really?
So then she went on. And in 2003, she created the Phyllis George Beauty product line.
Good.
She co-authored 5 books.
Really?
This woman is so smart. It's just unbelievable. The 3 of them were about crafts. One was on dieting. Her first diet book was The I Love America Diet. And then the last one was Never Say Never.
Really? This list just keeps going on. Wow.
Yeah, on and on. She was founder of the Kentucky Museum of Art. She was a founding member of the Henry Clay Center for Statesmanship. And that's not the biggest thing. She was married twice. Her first marriage was a Hollywood producer, Robert Evans. The second one was to Kentucky Fried Chicken owner and governor of Kentucky, John Brown.
No.
She became First Lady of Kentucky.
Really?
Yes. And she had 2 children. I mean, this is a marvelous, marvelous lady. She was beautiful, started out as Miss Texas, and went on to such great heights and made such a career in sports, and everything she did, she was a success. She never had a business failure. She had a couple of marriages that failed, but the other things she did, she was very successful in. And I was very impressed that all the things she accomplished in her life. And unfortunately, she passed away of cancer, by the way.
Hmm.
Yeah, in 2020.
Oh, wow.
But I was so impressed by all the things that she did. Just started out as a beautiful girl, you know, won Miss Texas, Miss America. But to go with the NFL today, the first woman to handle that on-air position, that's, you know.
She's a pioneer.
Who would have thought she could win on there and done all the sports?
I know.
I mean, how would she have known all these things about sports as a girl?
And it's amazing that she really kind of forged the path for a lot of other. I mean, look at all the females that are in the NFL right now. I mean, you've got you know, people from not only commentators down on the field, but you've also got, you know, referees now that are getting into it, and you've got all kinds of things going on. It sounds like it kind of started with Phyllis George.
It started with Phyllis George. A lot of people were jealous when she started because they said, well, she doesn't have any experience in sports. How could she get hired? Well, I think it was her personality. She had this fabulous personality, and she could talk, she could interview, and they saw the potential right away, all the things she was capable of. And she never looked back. She just kept gaining new heights all through her lifetime.
Wow.
And yeah, I was so impressed by her life, and came from Denton, Texas, folks.
Wow, that's cool. That's really, really cool. And not a lot of people. I mean, you know, you always see, you know, like, you know, the state champions, like the Miss Texas or, you know, Miss Delaware. Or, you know, people win that, and then they go on to win Miss America and, you know, nationwide types of contests like that. But then you don't always hear about a whole lot happening after that. But this...
No, most of them just get married and fade away.
Yeah.
You never hear about them again. You never hear about them, you know, going into business, becoming a star. You know, she was a star in everything she did.
Jeez.
You know, wow. She was on a lot of movies. She had her own shows. I mean, she was so good that, you know, I mean, started out with Candid Camera and just never looked back. Had a great sports career. She was so well-liked. Everybody loved being reviewed by her. All the sports people liked her. So, that's one lady that had a fabulous life.
It really was a fabulous life. Golly. I mean, all the different things that she's done. I mean, how many books did you say she's written? As a bunch.
5 books.
I mean, talk about being pigeonholed into a certain career path. Wow. I mean, she's done so many different things. It's amazing. She really is a pioneer.
And what I loved was, you know, that Chicken by George, she operated it for 2 years, sold it to Hormel. I mean, my gosh, how many people could have been a success in 2 years and sell it to a big company?
That's such a fast turnaround. I mean, you'd normally need, you know, they say even
years and
years
to be a success.
Yes, especially in the food industry.
And, and then she created Phyllis George Beauty Products.
Yeah.
And and she did it through Television Shopping Network. Can you imagine? She was so smart. She said, I don't need a store. I don't need all that. All I need is a way to get it to the public.
Man.
So she was a brilliant businesswoman, no
Clearly.
Doubt about it.
Yeah, you know, keeping her overhead down, but, you know, getting their product name out there. And, geez, Louise, just brilliant on every level. It's just, it's fascinating.
Yeah, and
I didn't, I feel like I should have already had Phyllis George on my radar much more than she was.
And we should have all. We should have all learned from her.
Yeah. Golly.
Because anybody that smart, you'd certainly want to team up with her, I tell you.
Yeah. Everything she touched turned to gold, it sounds like. Wow.
Everything she touched, she made a success of it. She was just, her mind was just, I don't know what her... GPD or, you know, what her intelligence level was, but it had to be way on up there.
Yeah. And it almost sounds like she just kind of like none of this was really planned. Like she didn't say, I'm going to win Miss Texas and then I'm going to, you know, go on to, you know, nationwide stuff. And then I'm going to get into sports and I'm going to write books. And then I'm going to be the first lady of Kentucky. And then I'm going to, it doesn't sound like any of this was like planned. It just kind of like unfolded as she kind of went through life is what it sounds like anyway. And it's just like to have that much success on that many different levels for that long. It's just it really is. There's not words. Any words will understate the accomplishments that she's made for sure. Wow.
That's right. And she started out in a small town. She didn't come from a big city. Her parents weren't famous. You know, they were just ordinary Americans. And somehow or other, somebody talked her into going for Miss Texas, and she did. And the rest is just an amazing story.
Yeah, really. And she's from Denton, Texas, you said, right?
From Denton, Texas.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah, and...
Phyllis George.
And apparently, yeah, Phyllis George... We should all be like her.
No doubt. Wow. Cool story. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is...
It's 877-588-3330. It's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Someday people are going to write books about you. You know that, right?
I hope they'll be kind. Be kind.
They'll be kind and probably full of lots of funny, cute little stories, too.
Yeah.
You went through the first risk with life settlement. It may go over and you may have to pay premiums. I don't remember if we did the second one or not because there's two.
We did not do the second one.
We should.
The second risk is it is not liquid until it matures.
There it is.
So, you know, everybody, I think, knows that, but we should always tell them. Remember, you cannot get cash out of your policy till it matures. So that person passes away. That's when you get paid. And somebody asked me that, and I think we have not cleared that up, is you do not get your interest till the end of the maturity. You get your interest in full when it matures, and then you get your interest and your principal back. That's how you get paid. It's always at the end when they die, because until they die, the insurance company doesn't pay you the money. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
In other words, the insurance company pays off, then you get paid. That's the way it works.
And we know that insurance companies have the reserves, federal. I mean, that's a requirement. It's not a thing.
It is a requirement, both state and federal. You must have money up on every policy you write. You have to have reserves to cover this. And that's why insurance companies are so big, you know, from $60 billion to $300
billion.
Mm. We're finding out that some of these overseas companies are worth $300 billion. It's just amazing. The conglomerates that life insurance owns, they may own three or four life insurance companies. So there's billions of dollars behind every policy.
Wow. It's just, it's mind-blowing when you start looking up at the numbers.
It is mind-boggling, yes.
And to do a life settlement, one does need to be accredited. So that means?
You must be accredited. You must make $200,000 a year, or you must be worth $1 million without your home. That's where if you get out here and you had to pay some premium, you won't go completely ballistics. You'll say, okay, I know I have to pay some premium. It went over, and, you know, there's nothing to it. You understand it. But sometimes if you're not accredited, you might not even understand it. So we want accredited people in this investment only. You do not have to be accredited being annuities, okay? Mm. You can be in annuities. You don't have to have that $1 million or $200,000 a year, okay?
That's important. Should we get into annuities at all? Because I know, you know, we generally kind of, we have a little bit in the past couple weeks or months, but we don't really spend a whole lot of time with it. They are not in the stock market. They mirror the stock market, but they're not actually in the stock market. And there's a difference.
Never directly in the stock market. It just follows the play of the stock market. Annuities are safe. They're guaranteed. Your principal's always there. Your interest is credited to you either once a year or every 2 years, whichever way you do it. Annuities right now are paying more than they have in a long time. I'm getting things from all the annuity companies saying, we've raised our rates. Here's what they're going to get now. So annuities right now are the best that they've ever been. Annuities at an all-time high. It'd be a good thing to have some annuities. You know, you can do a 7-year annuity, a 5-year annuity, or 10. And of course, I like the 10 because I like to have that invested all that time and sit back and just relax.
Yeah.
So annuities are a great thing. The companies that we use, some of them are worth $60 billion and some of them worth even more than that. They've been around 150 years,
good
the companies that
Lord.
I do business with.
Wow.
So they've been here a long time. There is some restrictions. You must have money enough to take care of your daily business, your daily things at your home. They're going to check that. In other words, when I say, how much is your monthly expenses? If they're more than your income, they're not going to do it. So, you know, there is a few things on that you have to qualify for, but you don't have to be worth $1 million, and you don't have to have the same restrictions that you do on the other. So you don't have to be accredited, okay? And annuities right now are at an all-time high. So having some annuities would be a good thing in addition to other investments, okay?
Hmm. So, and I know sometimes people have, you know, some money sitting in their accounts, not in life settlements, and, you know, they're just kind of like sitting there, and kind of like what you brought up earlier with, you know, people having, you know, money in savings accounts. If you've got money sitting in a savings account, it's just sitting in a savings account. Why not turn that into something that will actually make money on that money in a nice conservative kind of way? And it sounds like either life settlements or annuities are really still, no matter what is going on in the economy, they're still a very good conservative way to go, regardless.
Remember, neither one of our products can go down. Remember that. A life insurance policy will never go down because it was sold at the face value. Always remember that. Life insurance companies do not discount their policies when you die. You're going to get the face amount. So that investment never goes down. Annuities never go down. They don't go backwards. An annuity, whatever it says on the top line, that's what it is. It's not going to go down. It's not like the stock market. It doesn't go down. Neither of these investments, your principal will never go down. That's why it's safer than the stock market, frankly, because with stock market, it can go down 20% in 1 minute. This does not ever go down. You'll always get your principal back plus your interest. So I think that might be really important.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so then this week is Thanksgiving. I assume you won't be around Thursday or Friday, but you will
no.
be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? Yes.
That's right.
All right.
The first part of the week, we're working. But Thanksgiving, we always take Thursday and Friday off. We give the employees both days off.
No Scrooges in this office.
No Scrooges, and there'll be no coal in the other deal either. If we can help it.
If you can help it. All right, Faye, one last time. For people to call, make an appointment, come talk to you, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold. This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.